Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is the fadl, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most compassionate, who has guided us to His way so we can realize who we really are and what it really means to be human, who has endowed upon us His favors and endows upon whomsoever He wills of His servants, for Allah is Dhul Fadl al-Azim, the possessor of great bounty. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. O you who believe, if you have fear and consciousness of Allah, He will grant you a criterion and will remove from you your misdeeds and forgive you. For Allah is the possessor of Fadl al-Azim, the great bounty. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. We send this khutbah and we're recording this khutbah, which is likely to be on the day of Eid. So we say, Kullu aam wa antum bi khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this day as a day of much goodness and bounty in your life. And may He repeatedly bring such occasions so that you can enter upon the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. For there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of great bounty, and as a result He is the bestower of countless favors. And this is only reflective of the fact that He, Jalla wa Ala, is vast in His generosity and encompasses people in His kindness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And indeed Allah is the possessor and giver of bounty to people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also emphasizes that the various domains of existence itself, indeed all the worlds of existence, are encompassed by this bounty. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And indeed Allah is full of bounty to all of the worlds, all of the domains of existence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Himself and has delineated Himself by the fact that He is the Dhul Fadl, the One who is the possessor of bounties. In other words, every single thing we can lay claim to and say, this is bounteous, this is wonderful, this is something we should be grateful for, then the gratitude of that returns back to Allah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, despite all the tribulations that he went through, would often be found by his wife in the midst of the night praying with his ankles swelling, and upon being asked why he would do so, he would say, afala akunu abdan shakura, should I not be a grateful slave? Because this path, the entirety of this spiritual path, is to enter us into the reality of what ubudiyya is, the reality of what slavehood is. And the reality of slavehood is the reality, or tahqiqul rububiyya, is the realization that every single thing we have is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is consistently sustaining us and maintaining us and giving us blessings without bighayri hisab, without any account. And how can there be account? Because which one of us deserves any sense of being given, except that we've been given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pure ijad, from His pure generosity of existentiating us. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically said there's a bushra for the believers, because they've come to realize that they are through their Lord. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. And give glad tidings to the believers in that there is for them from Allah fadlan kabira. There is the fadl, there is the bounty of this world, in that they are not those who do not know why they are created. They are those who know why they are created. They have the bounty of turning back to Allah. They have the bounty of every time they make a mistake of realigning themselves with al-haq jalla wa ala, with that which is true, that which is real. And then they have a bounty waiting for them in the next life. Because the hayat and tayyiba, the goodly life in this world, bequeaths what? The best of lives in the hayat al-abadiyya. A life in jannatul na'im. A life of ni'mah. A life of blessings. A life of being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi maq'adi sidqin, in a place of truth, right, with their Lord. And so the way of the believer in this way is to show gratitude. And this khutbah comes to us at a time when we should be showing gratitude. So, because most of us have fasted, or we've fasted these beautiful days of Ramadan, and some of us may have felt that we attained the best of this Ramadan, and others of us may feel that we fell short. But in every moment, even if we feel we've fallen short, then we take that feeling of falling short and we present that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is consistently giving. And who are we to say that this very moment that He will not give us something that will give us the sa'adat al-abadiyya, that forever happiness that we seek, that freedom, that salam that we seek. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the way of the believer is always to seek the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Quran says, وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. And so the way of the believers is that they pursue the pleasure of Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. And why? Because as the Quran says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, the believers should be rejoicing, the believers should be happy on this day of Eid. There should be a natural state of this state of rejoicing to the believer. Why? Because in the fadl of Allah وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, in the fadl of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ أَنِ رَحْمَتِهِ وَرَحْمَةُ وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that His rahmah encompasses everything, they rejoice. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, they should rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, it's better than anything of this world they could amass. It's better than anything that is by its nature fani, that's by its nature temporal, because by the aligning themselves to the baqi, by aligning themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are with that which never perishes. And so they have a reason to rejoice. Right? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having aligned themselves with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن يُرِدْ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. His good will come to you. Why? Because يَخْتَسُ لِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, it's His pure prerogative to choose for His rahmah whom He wills. Right? And يُسِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, He gives this to whomsoever He wills. And He says, مِنْ عِبَادِي, from those who are truly submitting to Him, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day, as we have our farh, our happiness and our rejoicing through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us and He makes us of those who are enshrined or enshrouded by His maghfirah, that He forgives us, and that we have a farh with Him, we celebrate through Him by doing what He wants of us, even in our celebration, even in our piety. We always abide by what brings us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ يُضَاعَفْ الْحَسَنَةُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعَمِيَةِ ضَعْفٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of the actions of the children of Adam have the capacity to be multiplied manifold. When they are coupled, i.e. when they are coupled with intentions, when they are coupled with shukr, when they are coupled with states, they are multiplied manifold. right? Such that for some people, al-hasanatu ashru amthaliha. Some people are multiplied 10. And for some it's ila sab'amiyati da'afin. For some it's 700 times. In other words, that whenever we do good, it's our heart states that bequeath the realities of what we do. And so on this day of Eid or day of whatever we're in, we find that we're consistently drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing our hearts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, we will give them the fullness in their reward and grant them the يَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that which is extra from His bounty. And so, brothers and sisters, this brings us to the question, how do we consistently avail of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we consistently avail of the rida, the satisfaction or pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is simple. We follow the one who has been sent to us to embody that, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they will be from those upon who Allah has bestowed His favor, such as who? The Anbiya, the Rusul, right? Those who steadfast affirmers, min al-Nabiyin wa Siddiqeen, those who are truthful, and the Shuhada wa Salihin, the martyrs and those who are pious, these are the ones who Allah has shown His blessing. Wa hasuna ulaika. And it's excellent are these people as rafiqa, as companions. Because al-rajul al-dini khalilihi, the person is on the religion of his rafiq or his khalil. And so the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you will be like those who you love. Right, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama mathalu julusus salih wa julusus su' ka hamilul misk wa nafikhul khair." That the example of good company and bad company is that the seller of musk and the blacksmith. And the example of that is that these are the people you choose as your company. So when you choose the salihin, the siddiqeen, when you choose these people as your company, and you long to be like the anbiya, you long to. This is the sign of Allah's ni'mah upon you, because Allah chose them for His ni'mah, and so you have entered yourself in the da'ira, the circle of that ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this beauty, this circle, this itself is a sign that you have followed the nur, the light that's come. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَسَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, there's come to you a conclusive proof from your Lord, and we've sent down to you this clear light of guidance. So those who believe in Allah and hold fast to Him, He will admit them unto the mercy from Himself and the bounty, and accordingly will guide them to the straight path. And the straight path, we say, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the straight path is these people. The Anbiya'i wa Siddiqin wa Shuhada'i wa Salihin. And so when we ask Allah, we're asking and we follow them, we are aligning ourselves on the straight path that we consistently ask guidance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that on these days we have farah, we rejoice. We rejoice with what? By the rahmah of His having sent to us the guidance. Right, and so on this day we will rejoice. On this day we are present, but we in our rejoicing we find that none of it distracts us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is what Allah calls these other people. Allah says about these people, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْحِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah says that there are rijal, there are men, true people. And rijal doesn't necessarily literally mean men. It means those who are true to them, their oaths. And this could include women in such a way, figurative way. And these are those who either neither commerce nor sale distracts them from the remembrance of Allah. Right? And so we don't find on the day of Eid in our state of Farah, it doesn't distract us from the remembrance of Allah, nor does it distract from the performance of prayer and the giving of sadaqah or zakah. Because why? They fear in day in which the hearts and the eyes will fearfully turn about. And so they are, and because of this fear, Allah will increase them or reward them to the best of what they did in this life, wa yazeeduhum min fadli, and increase them from His fadl, from His bounty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu yarzuqu man بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his servants without an account. In other words, there isn't a commensurate reality or causality that dictates that this should happen. This is his fadl, his pure bounty. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to enter in the state of shukr for the fadl that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with these days of Ramadan, of what He blessed us therein, from siyam wal qiyam wa qira'at al Quran, from fasting, from standing up in the night of prayer, and of the recitation of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to make this day a day by which we join silat al arham, we join between the relatives, we rejoice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mutahabina fi, joining together in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We socialize for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something beautiful, that even in our most felicitous and most beautiful occasions, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a day to give in charity, a day that we make sure that no one is forgotten. One of the great wisdoms behind the faridah, or the wajib of zakatul fitr on this day, or zakat, is that no one is forgotten, that there are the most weakest of our society have ability to partake in this spirit of rejoicing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. O you who believe, spend of that good things of which you have earned and that which you have been produced from this earth. Why? Because وَاللَّهُ يَعِيدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us all this maghfirah, this bounty, and this fadl, this forgiveness from Him, and He is wasi'un alim. And so that which you give, hal jaza'ul ihsan ila al-ihsan, that which is done for the sake of Allah will always bequeath the ihsan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we started off this day, most of us, with the Eid Salah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in general, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And when the prayer has concluded, disperse within the land and seek the bounty of Allah. And so as we finish this, we start this day with prayer, and we continue with our regular Salah, but we seek the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, because, and we ask Him for His fadl. As Allah says, وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And ask Allah of His bounty. Indeed, He is of all things knowing. So we ask, and amongst many of the things, many dua the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make frequently, especially on days like this, he would say, Allahumma absit alayna min barakatik wa rahmatik wa fadlik wa rizqik. O Allah, extend for us your blessings, your mercy, your bounty, and your provision. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you this bounty. We say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. O Allah, we ask you for your bounty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon all of you His generous kindness. And kulu amu antum bi khair, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Please remember us from this humble station in your du'as. Remember us all in your du'as. Remember the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your du'as. Remember the weak and the oppressed in your du'as, especially your brothers who are laji'een, who are refugees, your brothers who are madhulumeen, your brothers who are oppressed, your brothers who for whatever reason are not partaking of Eid in the best of states, but we remember them in our du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the best of days, the best of years, the best of hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us whatever change we took from Ramadan, whatever transformation we took from Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these transformations permanent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our way a way of ascendancy, so that we're constantly drawing nearer to Him in these days, constantly drawing nearer to Him until hatta ya'tika al-yaqeen, until till that which is certain comes to us, which is the liqa bi rabbil alameen, the meeting with our lords. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts for that, hatta, because on that day no one will benefit illa man ata Allahu bi qalbin salim, except to one who comes with a purified heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify my hearts. Wa ma dhalika ala Allah bi aziz. So I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for him and for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he enable us to be in service to the way of his prophet, to be in obedience in service of those he'd ordered us to be in obedience to, and we invoke him for his forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.